care section.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we roll right into your phone calls, it's the point of the show. We talked to Stephen in Colorado. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. Last night I was going to talk about Washington a little bit. When I was in middle school, I learned that Washington was so humble that he, upon being nominated president of the United States, he was asked, well, how should we address you? And he said, well, Mr. President will suffice. And, you know, of course, we all thought how great he was, you know, being so humble, because, you know, clearly he could have just become a king, a monarch. But in the course of homeschooling,
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The legend goes that, in fact, George Washington could have been named king.
Huh. Yeah, exactly. That's what we hear. In fact, supposedly Hamilton wanted him to become a king. I haven't gotten any confirmation of that yet. But in the course of homeschooling my daughter, I learned from Ralph Rako, the historian and Mises associate. That's Mises and Auburn, the group in Auburn. What are they called? Mises University?
The Mises Institute, yes.
Institute, yeah. Ralph Rako says that, in fact, Washington proposed that he be called His Mightiness the President of the United States. And was laughed in his face by the Speaker of the House, whom he never forgave. And I just that's just one more thing from that I learned in the public schools that I'd find out isn't true in my adulthood, in my adult years. I mean, it's just one more thing, you know, Pearl Harbor.
Wait a minute, you're saying, let me see if I'm understanding you, you're saying that what they taught you in government school was that Washington said, call me Mr. President, whereas in reality you're saying he said he wanted to be called His Mightiness, Mr. President.
His Mightiness, the President of the United States of America, yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's just one more thing that I learned in the government schools that turns out to be not even close. In fact, quite the opposite, the exact opposite of what actually happened.
How interesting that even back then.
What about the part of it where Washington, it was sort of just tradition that presidents stepped down after two terms, and obviously Roosevelt didn't stick with that, and then they passed an amendment later. So, I mean, I always felt like that kind of backed up, the fact that Washington stepped down after two terms kind of backed up that he didn't, in fact, want to be the king or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do know that he was getting really old and really tired. He was not able to sit up straight anymore. You know, when they pose for those portraits, this is what I hear, and I don't know if this is true or not, but you know when they pose for those portraits, that the guy who painted him towards the end of his life, or the end of his presidency, rather, actually had to sort of make it up that he was sitting up straight when in fact he wasn't, that he was getting really kind of a bit decrepit in his old age, and maybe he was just tired of being president, or maybe he was in fact that humble guy who didn't want to be, maybe he was humiliated by people laughing in his face for being wanting to be called His Mightiness.
taught better of it, yeah.
Well, interesting. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting looking back and seeing that back then, obviously there wasn't as much power to be had. They didn't have the level of control over the people in America at that time. But even then, whatever levels of power they had were enough to attract men who wanted to wield that power. And if what you say is true about Washington, he sounds like just another one of those guys. I mean, we were just watching last night after the show, I saw the clip of John McCain actually saying that he aspires to be a dictator. Have you guys seen this one?
I haven't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he actually admits it. He says, I always aspire to be a dictator in one of his interview clips. And so it's just nothing changes over all the years. It's just that now the power is greater, so even more sickos will be attracted to it. I thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And by the way, just in case someone's tuning in for the first time, I think Obama's a sick power freak, too, just to let you know.
There's very few people throughout history who've actually gotten in a position of political power and actually tried to use that position to reduce the power of the state.
Ron Paul's the only one I can think of.
There were some among the founding fathers who I think you could argue did that. I mean, Jefferson opposed the federal government being formed at all. And
but didn't he then go and institute an illegal war?
Well, you know, Tripoli declared war on the United States. One of the states of Tripoli declared war on the United States and the Barbary pirates or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one can claim that, well, they declared war on us. Of course, they declared war from North Africa, you know.
Well, that was in primarily naval war, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Well, they landed the Marines. I suspect they landed them somewhere. The shores of Tripoli is from what I understand. So they went in, they went somewhere and took it to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Jefferson wasn't perfect himself. I mean, the Louisiana Purchase, as I recall, there was something where he actually spent the money, promised the money before Congress approved it, and
power goes to people's heads. Even if they do enter with the best of intentions, many times those intentions can be corrupted, and that's why the entire power structure just needs to go away entirely, or at the very least be ignored by those of us who care about the issues of coercion and instituting aggression against our neighbors, which, of course, we don't support. 800-259-9231 is the number. Brian is on the line in Minnesota. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I do own some gold in my portfolio. I do keep it in a safe deposit box. Do you have a reason why I should not?
Well, we're going to get to a story here from LouRockwell.com that talks about the chance that gold confiscation could come around again. And you have to ask yourself, if you were the government, where would you go to confiscate people's gold?
Okay, I'll just wait for the conversation.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, you can think about it right now. I mean, if you were the government, where would you go to confiscate gold? You'd go to the gold dealers first and foremost. You'd go to any sort of gold warehousing location. You would go
I'd start with the biggest dealers first. I'd try to get on them as quickly as I possibly could.
Right.
I'd go after the smaller dealers after that,
and
coin
then
shops.
And, coin shops, yeah.
And then
you
banks.
Go to the banks. You go to the banks, and all of the banks are lapdogs for the government. So whatever it is the government demands, the bank, you need to open up all your safe deposit box. We need to search them all, make sure there's no gold or diamonds or whatever it is they're trying to confiscate. And those bank managers will go right in and open them
I'm
right
not sure
up.
That with every safe deposit box, it doesn't seem like bank managers would be able to open them all.
What are you talking about? It's been done before.
It has been done before. However, if you get the good ones, it's two keys and you have one of them.
They have the other key, Mark. Don't fool yourself into believing there's not a spare key sitting around the bank somewhere. Thank you for the call tonight, Brian. If you've got gold in a safe deposit box, you might want to consider, if you don't want to go too crazy and, like, bury it somewhere, because obviously you want to have access to it, if you just want to get a safe for yourself and put it somewhere in the basement or something like that, then that's better than having it in a bank, because they can't very easily go door to door. It's much easier for the government to go to central locations where people would be holding valuables and raid those locations. Door to door, people hoarding gold on their own is going to be very, very difficult for them to detect, as far as I can tell.
So. I don't imagine they would go door to door. Maybe if they had a paper trail, they might give you a phone call or something, or send you a letter telling you to hand it over, but if you still have it. But there's not a whole... I mean, personally, I know when I've bought precious metals, I've gone directly to smaller dealers and just bought them in cash with the intention of not leaving a paper trail. I realize that some people who have a lot of assets in gold and silver, there might be some kind of a paper trail to follow, but I wouldn't be so worried about it. I don't think the government's going to go that far out of its way to find
No, not out, I wouldn't think right out the right off the bat. I mean, if they're going to go to that extreme, it'll be after they've gone through all of the other places first, and word probably will have gotten around, and by that time you could have taken it out if you were worried about them tracking you down, and you could have buried it somewhere or something like that. So we'll get, in fact, since he requested it, we will get to that story here. But first, we'll talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Frank?
Good. I wanted to mention... first of all, that I wanted to talk a little bit about the bailout and how China now has about $1.4 trillion in mortgage. It's holding mortgages in the United States on residential and commercial property, which makes them one of the biggest owners of America right now. And the China Development Bank actually is managing those.
We'll come back with more. Hang on, Frank. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Plus, will gold confiscation come back to America? Why would they bring it back? Well, Man from LouRockwell.com has a few thoughts. We'll share those with you and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. Dial 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com.
Travel less, meet online, try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com, enter promo code 600, start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WebEx.com, W-E-B-E-X, enter promo code 600, start your free trial, and get a free webcam, WebEx.com.
As we continue with your calls, Frank is still on the line in New York. Frank, you're back.
Yeah, it's very interesting, the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, which was our $770-plus billion bailout for the banks. Right now, China has about $1.4 trillion in securitized debts, and it's being managed by their Chinese Development Bank, which is, I think, the second largest bank in Asia, maybe the biggest now. But it also works with their central bank. And what's interesting, under the Section 101, paragraph 7.3, it states that, quote, designating financial institutions as federal agents, the federal government, and such institutions shall perform all such reasonable duties related to this act as financial agents of the federal government as may be required. Now, that second
part
where it says such institutions means foreign institutions. What's interesting is that the Chinese Development Bank or the government of China could actually evict individuals living in those properties that can't, you know, complete the mortgage payment, which is most interesting at this
point.
Well,
wouldn't anybody holding a mortgage be able to evict somebody who's a
deadbeat? Yeah, but what I wanted to say is this. Usually, like in China, if you were to set up a business in China, you're not allowed to own any property. You're allowed
to. That's not true, is it? I mean, is it
only
for business owners? Because weren't they recently allowing people to buy property in China?
Chinese people can buy property in China, not foreigners. So if you go into business in China, you have to go with the government as a business partner.
Okay.
And that would be like H.J. Hines setting up a baby food plant in 1981, where they put about 20% of the corporate assets and sent them abroad to do that. And they're in partnership with the Chinese government. So what's interesting is that China learned an important lesson when the British partitioned China and they had the Opium Wars, where the great powers of Europe actually defeated the Chinese government and then took parts of the country and held them until, I guess, Mao and the Second World War. So what's interesting about that is the Chinese learned a very important lesson over the last 250 years about foreign powers coming in, taking their resources and their property. I think the U.S. will be learning that now. And it's very interesting because $1.4 trillion makes China the largest landowner in the United States of residential corporate property.
Okay, residential and corporate, so not including like all the federal land that is out in the West, because that's a tremendous amount of land.
No, I'm just talking about the private debt that they bought. That's why I read that section of the act. Section 101, paragraph 7-3.
Well, hey, the debt's up for sale. The Chinese bought it.
And, you know, our
cookie
Congress
crumbles,
didn't even read the legislation when they passed that bill on Friday, which really goes to show how we've lost our representation.
There was
representation. We absolutely
never had it.
I don't disagree with that. However, this really shows it.
It makes it crystal clear. Yeah.
Sickened and disgusted by what happened on Friday because
it's business as usual, though, Mark. That's it and that's all. Thanks, Frank, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And 1-800-259-9231 is the number.
They don't read most of the legislation.
It's true. How could they?
It's
not possible. Physically not possible to read this stuff. You're talking about hundreds of pages in many of these pieces of legislation.
And many times you only have a day to read it, if that.
Right.
Patriot Act, I think they had several hours to read hundreds and hundreds of pages.
This thing went from 3 pages to 460-something pages.
In a week's time, yeah.
A week's time from Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how could you possibly read all the iterations of this bill to be able to vote on it, to know what to toss out, what to put in? Apparently, they gave money to Starkist Tuna, to a company that makes wooden arrows, to NASCAR, to the rum manufacturer.
Yeah. All they need to know, Mark, is whether or not the piece of legislation they inserted into the bill is still there. So they put a piece in that says, well, my local area will get $100,000 for a new community pool or to study monkeys or whatever it is that the pork they brought home to some politically connected company or organization in their area. All they need to know is that their piece is in and that it's going to pass.
Right.
That's
and
all they need to know.
In the eyes of the representatives, that makes the bill stronger. That's how they refer to it. These were
bringing home the bacon.
Yes.
You know, and I I heard, and I don't doubt this, that there were some Democrats and some Republicans that voted against this. I'm sure that some of them voted against it on principle because they were trying to represent their constituent.
Maybe.
However, I've also heard that many of them were sort of, you know, given the by the you know, the administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat administration, that the, you know, that
they
their leaders. Well, the reason that they were given the by the pass is, for instance, some of them are freshmen, and they would have more difficult times defending their seats as incumbents.
I see.
So they were given the opportunity to vote no in order to, you know, even though they were going to pass. You know, obviously the bill was going to pass. They managed to get their votes and their ducks in line. They paid off enough of these representatives.
They were allowed to bow out. Basically.
So they let these many of the freshman representatives, and two of them are here in New Hampshire, and they both voted no. That's what makes me wonder about this. And, you know, they managed to, so it's sort of,
yeah,
even more of
sneaky.
Them are in cahoots.
Yep, very sneaky. 1-800-259-9231. We go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. It's Michael in Manchester.
Michael from HomelandStupidity.us. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling you here from Taproom Tuesday. We've got about 45 people here tonight.
Nice.
And I just wanted to, hey, that's Gardner Goldsmith.
Hey, there he is. What are you calling about?
Maybe we'll talk to him later. But I just wanted to mention we had a contingent from Keen show up tonight.
Oh, good.
Tim and Anarcho Jesse and Dale showed up from AnarchyInYourHead.com. You probably heard they had a little incident over the weekend in Marlow.
Yes, they were coming home from a party. A number of Free Staters, liberty activists here in New Hampshire got together, and they were coming home from that. And they were pulled over by a very arrogant cop who decided to start searching their car even after Tim actually stated, Tim made it very clear that he was not consenting to a search, and this cop decided to go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah, that's what they did. And, well, here's what happened. I'll give you an update because I don't think they've called in about this yet. Apparently the Marlow City Selectmen bureaucrats, whatever, had their monthly meeting tonight, and apparently they take calls over the phone.
Yeah.
So Tim called in tonight and kind of gave his story of what happened, and he asked them that he wants to see the dashboard cam from this cop's car to see if this cop was telling it straight or lying
for
his teeth, which is what we suspect. But so I guess they're going to look into that, whatever that means.
Right, we'll get back to you next month when we meet again.
Right, they don't even vote for these people, so I can't imagine that they're going to get a lot of traction.
Hang on, Michael. Yeah. If there's more to the story, we'll find out here in moments. 800-259-9231. I was actually surprised because I had called the Marlow Department to ask for comment as a member of the media on this issue, and they actually called me back. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy them on us. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
More than 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email.
Uh-oh.
35%, that's the one that's admit to it. Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. And I wanted to point out another thing is, if you're using a Gmail account or something like that to do business, and you're, say, a real estate agent or a broker, you know, a broker, mortgage broker or something like that, your competitors are showing up on the right-hand side of the page in the email that you're sending to your clients.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
That's not true.
Sure.
Only if your clients are using a Gmail style email service.
Oh, I guess you're right. Not you using it, but they would be using it, right?
If they're using Gmail, that's true.
Okay.
Right.
So if they're using Gmail. But if you send them this, they would be able, they'll get this private and secure email on a separate thing where they wouldn't be getting that.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As we continue here, there's a discussion going on in Marlow, New Hampshire tonight. What happened over the weekend was some of the activists up here, Free State Project members and New Hampshire Liberty activists, I guess just New Hampshire Liberty activists, shouldn't even refer them as Free State Project members, because once they move here, they're just Granite Staters. Anyway, the Liberty activists were driving back from a party where a hothead cop decided to pull them over, you know, four young males riding in the same car together.
Suspicious.
Obviously, they must be up to something. So the cop pulled them over and began searching the car without asking permission to do so. And Tim, the driver of the car, made it very clear to the cop, I don't consent to a search. But that didn't stop this guy. Now, he didn't go all out and tear stuff up from inside the car. So he didn't go all the way. Well, was it luck or was it the fact that he was up against four people in the same car who knew what their rights were? I think one of the reasons why this cop just wrote them a warning or gave them a warning and went away instead of writing a ticket for some infraction or disorderly conduct or something else, because you know how cops can be. They can go off the handle if they want to. This cop played, you know, wasn't as bad as he could have been, I think, because Tim stood up for his rights and he made it known that he did not want to be searched.
I don't disagree with that. However, you know as well as I do that if that cop had decided to be, you know, crazy and go off the handle, really, what could we do about it?
Well, we can complain about it, and we can talk about
it. They're doing that now.
And we can point about it. We can point it out. Yes, a lot of people did call the town of Marlow to complain, to air their grievances here. And the issue that came forth was they actually returned the calls. I was shocked to find that somebody had called me this evening from the town of Marlow, because I had called saying I was with Cheshire TV, which is the cable access channel here in Cheshire County. And saying I was with Cheshire TV and I'd like to get a comment from the government people there as to why it is their officer, and apparently they only have one officer, is out there doing illegal searches. So one of the bureaucrats actually got back to me tonight and claimed that the city council or town council would get back to me with a comment. So we'll see if they actually do follow through on that. But interesting that they actually did call back and more, and it does go to show that when you have a small town sort of governmental situations, they are a little more responsive than, say, people at a state level or a national level. And B, it does go to show that pressure does have something to, you know, there's something to be said for pressuring these people, because if it had just been Tim who had contacted these folks looking for clarification on what had happened or some looking for them to say something, they could have just ignored him and that would have been it. But when, 10 or 20 people contact them, then they know something is up, because the average victim of government doesn't have that level of support behind him. So having all of these activists around here is a wonderful thing. And Michael is still on the line with us from HomelandStupidity.us. Are you still there?
I am still here, and there's a larger point I want to make that I'll get to in a minute. But,
okay.
For Tim and Jesse and Dale and the people that were, man, Dave Ridley, I swear, and that's part of the larger point. And for the most part, with the town of Marlow there, you've made all the points I really wanted to make. But what I wanted to get at is that happened, and because you've got all these people here who watch out for each other and who get involved, things that would happen in another state just don't happen here.
Right. If you or I had been in that same situation in the places that we originally came from, then what we would have done is we would have felt relieved that the cop left us alone and gave us a warning, and that would have been the end of the story. Whereas here, the story continues because, like you say, there are people that actually care about abuses like this, and they're willing to take several steps that these steps are not taken anywhere else, are they, Michael?
No, they're not. And that leads me into, like I said, they came up here to Manchester tonight for Taproom Tuesday, where we've got probably the biggest gathering of activists in the state right now. And, they're not the only ones. Cynthia, who's called into the show before from Dover, who had some trouble with her vehicle registration. I don't know how that's come out because I'm about 2 weeks behind on the podcast, but, she came up here tonight. And she's meeting all the activists for the first time.
Very cool.
And she brought her daughter with her, and they're just blown away. They're just amazed by, and she's getting the warmest welcome. And that kind of gets into the larger point. When you come here, and this is why I think anybody who wants to get our freedoms back needs to sign up for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And get up here as fast as you can. It doesn't matter if you move to the seacoast or Manchester or Keene or the North Country or whatever. Just get up here and get involved, because there are people here waiting for you, whatever you're doing, whether and you know, in Manchester, we've got kind of a mix of we've got the political activists and the market-based activists. It's kind of a mix, and they get along.
That's good.
Surprisingly enough.
Well, that's what we find, is that in real life, there is no schism. There is no break between market activism and political activism, but it only really seems to exist on Internet forums and that sort of realm. So I agree with you that even if there were political activists around here in Keene, there would probably be very little. I don't think there would be animosity between the groups. And I thank you, Michael, for the call. Have fun. Sounds like a good time out there tonight at Taproom Tuesdays down in Manchester, which is sort of a weekly hangout for New Hampshire Liberty activists, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and we've got our weekly hangout here in the Keene area. They're just, you know, again, just keeps getting bigger. A year ago, we might have had 5 or 10 people. Now it's more like 10 to 20 people, so it's incredible having all of these great liberty-minded people get together and brainstorm, and this synergy gets created and these ideas start coming out. We went to the college yesterday. I think I mentioned this on the air, that we'd gone to Keene State College. Some of the activists here in the area showed up. We had signs, and Howard Dean, this Politico guy, Democrat chairman,
I love his
or something.
Sausages.
That sounds kind of dirty. Anyway, so
they did breakfast sausages.
Oh, right. Howard Dean was here and speaking, and so we went out and we handed out a bunch of flyers, and we held signs up outside the windows of the room that he was speaking in on this college campus, and it was actually a really successful outreach event. We came with a couple hundred flyers at the very least and got rid of all of them. We could have gotten rid of more. And so I was talking with Jesse, one of the activists. He was the guy that came up with the idea to do this, and we're thanking him for finding out about this and putting it out there, essentially organizing this. He said, well, I didn't really organize anything. I just said this is when it's happening. And I said, well, that's all it takes. When you're around here, when you're around all of these activists, these liberty activists that are just itching for something to do, all you really need to do to make something happen is to just say, hey, how about this idea? Anybody game? And then people that are interested in that will step up and they'll say, yeah, I'm up for that. This particular demonstration only involved 4 of us, so it wasn't a huge group of activists, but those 4 people were recruited to come out within, I think it was about a 48-hour period. And it was in the middle of the day when most people are working. So it was an amazing success, and all it took was for one guy to say, hey, here's the time, here's the date, here's what's happening, here's what I think we should do. Do you want to do it with me? And then people will step up and they'll join up. It's that easy to put things together here because there are so many activists looking to do things, and, of course, there are more coming. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future?
At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board. If you get on board this week by Friday, by whenever I process the amps on Friday, I guess. If you get on board this week, then there's one man who has pledged to match your amp, dollar for dollar. So if you come on as a gold amplifier at $10 a month, he's going to pony up $10 a month. He's going to increase his current amp. He's currently a platinum amplifier. He's going to increase his current $25 a month amp. Actually, he might even be higher than that. Anyway, he'll increase his amp by the amount that you decide to amp this week. So an extra reason to go and get behind the show and help us promote Free Talk Live. You look confused, Mark.
I'm just wondering what metal is better than platinum. Uranium, 223?
Yeah, I don't know.
Platinum's
actually fallen in value. It's kind of close to gold, isn't it?
I think rhodium's actually worth more per ounce.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
So you can actually really make your dollar go a lot further because Adam from New York City is going to pony up the same amount that you decide to amp at if you amp this week at amp.freetalklife.com. All the same stipulations normally apply. You'll get access to perks like the Amp Only Call In Lines, chat room, forum, and more. And you can feel good because that $3 a month that you're going to, that's the minimum that we ask for, that $3 a month is going to be reinvested into the show, getting us on more radio stations around the country, and getting more internet listeners around the world listening to Free Talk Live. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Robert in Pennsylvania, you are on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
You're on the amp line, Robert. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to ask you guys what you think about Roe v. Wade, and is it possible to be pro-liberty and still support Roe v. Wade, or is that just plain silly?
Now, Roe v. Wade is the Supreme Court decision that made it so that the federal government could prevent states from outlawing abortion. Isn't that correct?
Essentially.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I don't support the federal government, and so I don't support the idea of
government. So that's not his question.
Government.
His question is it possible to be pro-liberty? Can you see being pro-liberty and supporting Roe v. Wade?
You can't support government if you're pro-liberty.
See, now you're living in Ian's absolute world.
That's my answer.
You know, to Ian, unless you, you know, only say that the, you know, every form of government is bad, you're anti-liberty.
If it's coercive, if it's aggression against one's neighbor, then it's anti-freedom. And
well,
I
so what do you think, Mark?
I think Ian's a jerk and doesn't.
I'm a jerk because I don't want to aggress against my neighbors.
He doesn't communicate liberty well when you alienate people like this, and it's pointless. However, I think that. You know, I think the Constitution was originally set up to limit the federal government. That's something that I've heard originally. However, I'd like to believe that the Constitution is there to limit state governments, give the federal government the power to limit state governments in the areas that of the Bill of Rights. And I feel that that personal liberties and the Bill of Rights enumerate some of them. I think that those personal liberties, to some extent, include. You know, ownership of one's body. And, you know, whereas I think that it is immoral to do abortion. However, I think that there's some gray areas when it comes in to rape and incest and things like that.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Mark. The fundamental question is whether abortion constitutes murder and whether it constitutes force. From a pro-liberty perspective, I think you should be concerned about that. And for people, even if you think it does, I still don't think the federal government has any purview over to regulate what constitutes murder and what doesn't. If you're looking at it from a constitutional perspective, it's a state function. I personally don't want to see the government get involved with abortion, but Roe versus Wade was just judicial activism that wrote something into the Constitution that wasn't there. It's a touchy subject, and I think that reasonable people can disagree about when life begins. There's no clear answer written out there about the fundamental question of whether abortion, is murder or whether it's not, whether there's a gray area. I mean, there's a lot of people who are moderates on the issue, but personally, being pro-choice, I still think that Roe versus Wade needs to go. That's not something the federal government.
Looking at what Mark Roe v. Wade is, I think I'm with Nick to some extent. Hearing him talk about it, I think Roe v. Wade is somewhat unconstitutional. However, I think we got lucky on this one. This is like the one unconstitutional area.
Secession. You support the idea of secession. So you're saying that as long as a state is within the federal government, they have to obey these things?
You don't think the federal government can possibly, be right now and then? I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day, right?
So you're saying that they're right in being able to control the state governments?
Well, but the issue here is they're actually some libertarians would argue they're preventing the state governments from infringing on people's rights.
Yes, I see where you're coming from on that, but as somebody who supports state secession, you support the idea of state sovereignty, and you would support the idea of them being able to simply secede and then create whatever sort of arbitrary rules they want to.
Yeah,
right?
I still think that that's good because it might make some state that's particularly moral want to secede and go out and do their own thing. I think that a state has the right to secede from the union.
Okay.
That's all.
There you go. You got several answers there, Robert. Your thoughts?
I think that... Actually, I think I have to agree with Ian and Nick on this, even though I'm very pro-choice. It's kind of hard for me to let go of Roe v. Wade, but at the same time, I feel like I'm a hypocrite if I support Roe v. Wade, but I want the federal government out of my life.
I have the same struggle because being pro-choice, it's a lot of people want to obey the Constitution as long as it's convenient for them. And I think that's one of the problems and one of the reasons that government is not constrained in any way. And in the name of consistency.
A lot of people.
Yeah. And so in the name of consistency, and if you want to call yourself a constitutionalist, the way I read the Constitution, you really can't support rulings like this that just kind of add things to the Constitution on the whim of some guys in robes. I mean, the Constitution's pretty straightforward. Ian, your perspective is that it's not an actual contract since you've never
signed
it.
Yeah, well, at one time I used to like the idea of the Constitution. I still appreciate some of the concepts that are involved in it, but I've come to the conclusion that, yes, it is a dead document, essentially, and it's quite clear that the government considers it a dead document as well.
But you'd have to, you would agree that having a Constitution, following the Constitution, having a government that is limited to the extent that the Constitution provides is better than having an unlimited
state. A
free-for-all,
sure. Right. Yeah, well, absolutely. But unfortunately, they don't follow that thing. So what you could say if you were put into that corner is you could say, well, you know, I support the woman's right to choose for herself what she does with her own body, and I don't support the federal government, period. So let's talk about secession and then freedom from that point on. You could just completely sort of bypass the entire issue by saying you don't support the federal government at all. Just a suggestion. Any other thoughts?
No, I think we're good.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. And by the way, who supports the federal government? If you're listening and you support the federal government, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Free State Project, earlier we talked about the Free State Project, all these great activists here living already in New Hampshire. Hundreds of people have moved here as early movers as part of the Free State Project, and more are on the way. There are more new people coming in every single week, moving to various different parts of the state, getting together, getting active, doing things that really have never been done in the Liberty Movement ever. And it's so exciting, and there's an exciting opportunity for you to come up, check it all out, see for yourself. You can see that we're not full of hot air on this. This is really happening. Come to the Liberty Forum with us. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about it. And, you know, Chris Lawless, the organizer, didn't call to announce all the brand new speakers. So I went to the Liberty Forum's website last night.
He's been out of town.
I know. Busy, busy man. Anyway, they do have one of their keynote speakers has been announced. Did you hear who it was yet?
Richard Heller.
Richard Heller from the Heller versus, was it the feds? Who the hell was
it? District of Columbia.
Yeah, the Heller versus D.C., the gun ban case that we talked quite a bit about earlier this year. Richard Heller, the man that brought that case to the Supreme Court, he's a Free State Project member. And he's going to be there doing the Saturday night keynote speech. So anybody that's into gun rights is really going to be into seeing Richard Heller speak, I have a feeling. And he's a free stater, so he's going to be coming here to New Hampshire at some point where he'll actually be able to own the guns he wants to own instead of having to jump through a bunch of hoops in D.C.
Well, and those are the kinds of, you know, I'd certainly encourage anybody who cares about freedom and liberty to move. But those are the kinds of activists that a project like this draws in.
Best of the best.
Right. Here's a guy who really... He decided to take this to court, and he really, you know, it was kind of a mixed ruling, but they said it was an individual right to own guns for really the first time ever.
The ruling says nothing bad about Richard Heller. I mean, it's unfortunate that they didn't make a more firm ruling.
It was still a major step forward because previously they hadn't admitted that. So.
Yeah, but they also said the government can regulate your right to own guns, which means that anything goes.
One step at a time.
Well, anyway, there's a lot going on. Go to New Hampshire Liberty Forum's website at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up while you can still get the early bird discount and use this code, 2009FTL, to get extra 10% off. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter1.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Don't be